Well, it turns out obstacle courses aren't just for kids. It's actually a serious sport. The Obstacle Course Racing World Championships were held in Vermont over the weekend. And New Zealander, Nelson-based Kevin Ford, competed in the grueling challenges. He's in Vermont, USA right now, and he joins us on the line. Hi there, Kevin.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
Really good. Nice to be talking to you. How did you get into obstacle course racing?
I started probably around 8 years ago. My sister did it and does it in Australia. And a group of friends went over to Australia, done it, came back to Nelson and thought, we'll start one up here in Nelson. So that's how it all kicked off.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of, as a reference point, like this TV show's right, it's Krypton Factor and Wipeout, Ninja, what's it called, Ninja Warrior or something. Are they kind of close to what you're doing?
Ninja Warrior probably is.
Yeah.
Because of the obstacles. Some of it's, and it's like boot camp as well, that the Army boys do.
Yeah.
So you just throw all that together and put in some steep hills as well.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on representing New Zealand at the Worlds. Can you describe the, was it one course or did you do multiple courses?
I had six entries in this year's one, starting off with a 3K, what they call a sprint. So it's just, I think there was about 20 obstacles in the 3K.
What sort of obstacles?
Very cold.
Yeah, what sort of obstacles are you talking about, Kevin?
Well, it's just like a 4-foot wall to climb over.
Yeah.
Or it goes to the extreme where you've got a set of rings that you have to pull yourself up on an angle and back down on an angle, and also small pipes that you have to grip tightly with your hands and get from one end of the obstacle through to the other without falling off.
Was it stuff that you'd done before?
Some of it was, but each year it gets more challenging because the athletes are getting a lot fitter,
yeah,
a lot quicker. They up the antes every year and make it a little bit more trickier.
Right. So the 3K was counted as a sprint. I think that would be the long distance one for me. How long did the obstacle courses get?
For the World Championships, it goes to 15 kilometres.
Oh my gosh.
And so this year, with the recording on my watch, was 16.2 kilometres with 6 kilometres of elevation.
Can you explain that to me? What does that mean?
So 6K going uphill.
Okay, yeah.
And going uphill, if you could picture Baldwin Street in Dunedin
yeah,
with stones on it and mud on it and make it a little bit steeper, then that's what you'd be facing.
And what was the temperature?
The first day it was 4 degrees with a real feel of 1, but it had a real sharp cold breeze to it.
Oh,
so
man.
By the time I started, my hands were white to start with, so that didn't really favour me, but it's part of the challenge. The second day is a little bit warmer, it's about 5 or 6 degrees.
So how did you go?
I have to apologise to New Zealand, I didn't do very well this year.
Hey, don't apologise, mate, we're proud of you making it there in the first place, it's huge.
I came in about 68th,
yeah,
overall in the 3K for my age group, and 40th in the 15K for the age group. And then we done a teams on the last day, which we came in around 96 or 98 somewhere.
That sounds pretty good. And what were there, how many people were competing? I mean, you know, 40th out of how many?
Oh, I haven't looked into the full numbers yet, but I think there's like 300 or something.
Well, that's awesome. You've done blooming well. And you've been training hard for it?
Yes, I'm fortunate enough that my fiance is a PT,
yeah,
here in Nelson, and she knows my limits and pushes me just a little bit further than what I need to go, which is awesome.
Is it true you've actually got some obstacles in your backyard?
Yes, I do. I've got about 28 obstacles in my backyard.
28?
Something like that. But that ranges from just your balance beams, a water carry, to the very hard ones, that you would find when you click into World Obstacle Racing Championships.
Yeah. What were the other competitors like? How would you sort of characterise them?
Oh, they, it's very hard because they will range from any type of person that you would see walking along the street.
Mm-hmm.
So you would see someone who looks like an extreme athlete to a person that you would think may not be able to walk 1 kilometre. But you do not let that put you off. These people are all conditioned to do this stuff.
Were you sore afterwards?
Very sore after the first day. Then going out into the second day, it made it worse. So by day three, when we were doing the team's event, very, very sore.
Oh, man.
And with that, because it's a full body workout, you can't imagine how many different muscles are in your body until you do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And but you just push through, and that's it.
Where were you hurting?
Where wasn't I hurting would probably be the question.
Was it muscular soreness, though?
For sure, yeah. If, for example, on the second day when we'd done the 15-kilometre one going up the hill, if you imagine if you spent 3 hours on a leg press at the gym without getting off, continuous, it's, you start feeling sore after a while.
I'm just looking at the
and
names.
And then you throw in all the upper body stuff.
Yeah, sorry. I'm looking at the names of some of these obstacles. What's the snake pit?
Snake pit is a whole heap of ropes that hang down, and you have to use both your hand grip and your feet to lock onto each rope and make it through, I think it was 10 ropes without touching the ground. So that's one of the nicer ones.
Did you enjoy it, Kevin?
I do enjoy it, yeah. I just love playing on stuff. But I'm getting a bit old for it too, to be honest. Oh, there is no age. There is no age. Maybe for Jeremy, but no one else.
How old are you?
52.
Okay. Got a few years on me. Well, that sounds like you're a heck of a lot fitter. So is this you now? You've done it. You can hang up your obstacle course boots and move on to a new hobby?
No, I don't think so. I think it's in my blood now. All I can do is just keep pushing and see if I can do better. I've got my next challenge in November in Auckland, which is the Spartan race. And we just want to get this popular in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So we just want to be promoting any races that are in New Zealand through the New Zealand Obstacle Course Association and get a New Zealand circuit up and going.
Nice. If anyone's nearby Nelson and interested, like, are there days they can go along and give it a go?
Yep. We're looking into setting up a whole new Warrior for next year.
Cool.
It's part of the qualifying. It is the qualifying event to make the World Championships. So that will be hopefully up and running again next year on a whole new course.
Strength, eh?
You'll have to come down and give it a go. Yep.
Yeah. You're not making it sound very appetizing, but I'm sure it's satisfying afterwards. I should say Rhys Cunningham from Queenstown was also competing in the Worlds this year. How'd he get on?
He'd done very well. He managed to get through in his age group for a completion. I can't remember what position he got. Could have been 30-something.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe. Can't remember. He failed one obstacle in the 15K. He just battled and battled and battled and kept trying to do it. Unfortunately, he ripped all his hands open on it. So then he just had to get to the finish line. So
yeah.
I can't remember what his position was in there, but he joined us for the teams and came through all together over the line in the teams race.
What was the obstacle that he hurt his hands on?
It was called Ricochet. So it's a ring obstacle where you have to zigzag down the alley, but each time you get close to the side, you have to bounce off a board to reach the next ring.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Are you gonna put your hand up for Australian Ninja Warrior? Sounds like you'd be a good shot.
Three Nows Onions done that a few years back took out the title.
Oh, what?
That was the Spartan competition they won, not the Ninja, sorry.
Okay, good. Kevin, thank you for doing your best to compete at these Worlds. Sounds like you did a great job. And thanks for telling us all about it today. We'll look forward to hearing your sport go from strength to strength.
I will do, and I'll give you a call when I've got Nelson's race set up so you can come down and have a play.
Yeah, okay. I've got your phone number here. I'll make sure to pick up if you call. Definitely won't let that one go to voicemail. Thanks, Kevin. Good work.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Jesse.